So, joining us on the reverse stick from Hockey for Heroes, the CEO, Joel Forrester, bang in the middle of the Op Endure campaign. Joel, thanks for joining us.
No worries, thanks for having me.
Now, I said bang in the middle of the campaign. What is the campaign? What is Hockey for Heroes? And what can you share with the listeners about the what's going on at the moment?
Okay, so Hockey for Heroes is an organisation that was created in 2012. By a guy called Gary Ryder and a guy called Carl Wood. About 4 years ago, I stepped in and started becoming a bit more involved with the management of it all. And then over the last couple of years, I became the managing director of the whole organisation. We've raised in excess of about £200,000 for Help for Heroes, which is a British military charity. So they support those with injuries from war zones. But not just the injuries you can see, the psychological side of things as well. So that's kind of what we do. We're official partners now with that charity, which they're a global enterprise, so it's a massive step for us. We've recently picked up sponsors with Adidas and Colgate and a company called Sixia. So they're all our brand sponsors. And what we do, we basically do endurance events alongside loads of hockey. So last year we raised £68,000 on a trip called Operation Stretcher, where we carried an ex-war marine who is quadriplegic 200 miles from Cardiff to London, and he was on the stretcher the whole way. We played three or four games of hockey a day over a 10-day period. And we raised 68k. So this year, we are the first Hockey for Heroes ladies squad taken on what we called Operation Endure. And it's a big endurance challenge where they're doing 8 military challenges, so 10 mile tabs, 5 mile stretcher carries, log races, battle PD. There's 8 different endurance fitness military events, along with 3 or 4 games of hockey a day over an 8-day period. We're day 5 now. We've just completed a 10 mile stretch carry, and we just landed at Old Sills.
Joel, how much support do you get from the military themselves for your endeavours?
Yeah, loads. Yeah, we've got lots of representatives from the military within our squads, the guys and girls. We have high ranking officers that come down to events. And obviously we have all the ambassadors from Help for Heroes that come down as well. So it's myself being ex-military and Gary Ryder being ex-military as well. We've still got some very strong connections with friends that are playing hockey from within the armed forces here in the UK, across the Army, Navy and the RAF.
Well, that's the thing that interests me, Joel, is who? Who's involved within the squads and what's the makeup of it?
So it's a mixture of normal bog standard civilians who just wanted to get involved and kind of have an experience of what we're about, along with current military serving personnel, along with guys and girls who used to serve. So it's a mixture of across all three avenues. It is kind of the makeup of the organisation. We've also got Andy Halliday, who's the England and Great Britain manager. He comes with us. He's a key person from within our organisation who helps a lot of the management and the all the hockey stuff whilst we're away on the tours.
Was Andy involved? He did the continuous hitting of the ball. Was that one of the exercises that happened?
Yeah, so that was Op Stretcher last year. Yeah. Andy followed behind the group and he was dribbling a hockey ball.
That's right.
The 200 mile journey. And then he stopped when we stopped, and when we got to each venue, he would he would lead the hockey from the touchline of substitution, that kind of stuff.
So if people are listening and they want to get involved, whether it be on the ground in the UK now or to support or to donate, how do they do that, Joel?
Yeah, so they can come to our website, which is www.hockeyforheroes.co.uk, or we've got Just Giving pages or linked to our accounts. We're all over social media, Hockey for Heroes on Instagram and on Twitter. And obviously we've got Facebook pages as well. That's kind of how to get in touch with us.
Now, you mentioned Adidas and Colgate, and I didn't catch the third business. Are there any other sponsors that you'd like to thank out there?
Yeah. So we've got a company called Guardian Pro who provides us all with gum shields, all the girls with gum shields. We've got an organisation called Hawking Sport, who are a sports retailer, who provide all lots of equipment, clothing, team wear, all that kind of stuff. They've been fantastic. Who else we've got? We've got, oh, God, you put me on the spot now. Here we go. It's a company called Selixia, who are a pharmaceutical company. They've been fantastic. Adam Reginald, who plays for the England Masters team, has been instrumental, really, with our progression. The support is coming in from everywhere. England Hockey have been right behind us. So have Scotland Hockey and the Welsh Hockey Associations. We've got a black tie ball coming up on the 14th of July up in Birmingham. So hoping to fill it out with as many people as possible. We've got some guest speakers and some famous personnel coming down to that. So loads on the horizon, which is fantastic.
Now, I see, just looking at the schedule, the latest game that you play most evenings is 7 o'clock. People, you know, yeah. players kind of finish up then, straight back to the hotel and off to bed?
Normally, there's a good drive. So last night we had about a 4-hour drive to our hotel. Day before we had a 2.5-hour drive. So even though the last game might be at 7, we then have to have showers and ice baths and all that kind of stuff and teas. We're normally hitting the road about 9, 10 o'clock and on average about 2.5-hour journey between each hotel. So normally getting into bed, the girls are normally getting sent off to bed by 11:45 midnight. After we've finished all the admin and all that kind of stuff, it's normally about 1:30 for the rest of us.
So ice baths, you guys are really taking this seriously, aren't you? It's not just a jolly joy.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, physically, with the mileage they're covering and the quantity of games they're playing, without some form of real sensible attention to the recovery side of it all, we probably would have about 3 people left by the end of it. So within our support staff, we've got medical team, we've got we cover all bases. We took a load of nutritional advice for what the girls that should be eating and drinking and making sure they're not just getting on water, there's electrolytes as well. It's been the planning to ensure we can sustain these girls over the 8 days has been monumental, really.
All right, just going to finish off, Joel. Are they winning some games?
So I think we've lost 2 over the last 16 games, and we've drawn 3 or 4 and then won the rest.
Wow, that's a pretty good record. I mean, yeah, considering all the other work you're doing, is someone not getting ahead of you and telling these teams, look, they've just run 10Ks or 50Ks or something?
No. We're playing. You know, teams like Beeston First Team, Loughborough, Old Louth, Leicester, Bowden last night. So these are, you know, National League hockey teams here in the UK. So they're putting up, a real battle. And the girls we've got, it's an absolute testament to them that they don't know the meaning of the word give up, which is what we're about. That's what the badge is about, and that's what we need. We need them to show, you know, the people we're representing when they're deployed to war zones, when it all hits the fan, they you know, chin goes down, they fight on through. And that's the whole point of what we want them to experience, you know, get to that point where they're physically and mentally completely fatigued, but still find that bit of courage and passion to keep going.
See, that's our old over 50 side, Matt. That's the sort of stuff we're talking about. Have you guys, with results like that, thought about entering the team in a league?
The thing is, the girls they come from all over the country. So we've got people from the north end of Leeds and Scotland all the way down to the south coast. So it's not, sadly, I don't think that's actually going to be achievable. That'd be a good idea, though.
Maybe just the Easter tournaments or something like that, going clean up there.
Yeah, a bit of booze tours, yeah.
Well,
tonight's going to be hopefully a bit of a social tonight. So the girls can let their hair down a little bit and have a couple of beers.
And of course, you won't take part at all.
No.
Someone's got to look after them, Matt.
No.
Well, we wish you all the best with the remainder of Op Endure.
Brilliant.
And thank you for joining us, champ. And enjoy it. It's amazing that you're raising funds for such a worthy cause. And we'll post all the links on our social media and do our best to get behind it for you.
Oh, mate, that'd be brilliant. We'll make sure the girls get a photo out to you later on.
Great stuff. Thanks, Joel.
Thanks.
Cheers, guys. Take care.